opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
And good afternoon, good Saturday afternoon. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda on KCNR 1460. And the reason we specify Saturday as opposed to the last several weeks is that we're back to just one day on the weekend. There's going to be a new show taking over the slot, and this was a temporary thing. But we are pre-recorded, and Brenda, I'm going to just step outside the tech box for a minute. The reason we are being pre-recorded is that we are training for the Coast Guard Auxiliary, which each year locally helps put on our National Safe Boating Week, which is a national event. But locally, Loretting Flotilla 39 participates in that, and we're training for a new boating season, right?
Absolutely, and can't wait for our annual training with the helicopter out at Whiskey Town Lake. That'll be coming up in mid-May.
And that's to mark National Safe Boating Week. And if people want to find out more, what do they do?
They can visit the website, the Coast Guard Auxiliary's website. It's easy, cgaux.org. And there's all kinds of activities around. And there's also tons of information available about National Safe Boating Week, which, as you mentioned, is a national event and promotes safe boating as the boating season is about to start. So it'll be fun to see what we get Memorial Day weekend, for instance, which is sort of the traditional kickoff of boating season here in the North State, because it always seems like there's rain on Memorial Day. So these people are trying to lay around and catch some rays, and you're only about a month away from solstice, but not even a month away from solstice, and the lake water's cold and the weather is a bit iffy sometimes.
Well, this program, of course, is brought to you by Advanced Automotive of Reading. Safe, reliable car care for the customers and community. Check them out at advancedautoreading.com on the web. And go say hi to Tim and Cody. Tell them you heard it on this program. We definitely appreciate it, and they will take very good care of your vehicle. Not a huge week in technology. As a matter of fact, last week's show, I mentioned that I'd made my decision on a tablet. I would, in purely in the interest of being able to provide balanced reporting, and that we weren't really Apple fan people per se. I was going to invest in an Android tablet. I had it all picked out after some research. I had chosen the Asus Transformer Prime because of its versatility features and a quad-core processor, and went down and got my hands on it the previous week and said, okay, this works for me. Well, lo and behold, I get to the local big box store and walk back there, and there's just an empty pedestal where the Transformer Prime had been sitting.
You were so disappointed.
Bummed would
you
be.
You were bummed out.
Yes. And I asked the FL, I said, were these so popular? They're just sailing out the door. He says, no, they pulled it, they discontinued it, and they're coming out with a new one. And I thought, well, gee, what did I miss in the reviews? Well, a couple of things. Apparently, the GPS in the earlier model Transformer Prime, because it comes in a very slick aluminum, brushed aluminum case, and I showed you when we were over there looking at it before, I showed you what a nice case it is.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, because of that case, the Transformer Prime's GPS system just doesn't work very well.
It's shielded, in other words.
It is shielded. Doesn't get a good GPS signal. So Asus is, for people who have bought a Transformer Prime, offering them an external clip-on GPS unit. Some people are calling it a dongle, but this thing is just huge. It adds like well over an inch to the dimensions of the tablet. It looks like an afterthought. It's this big, clunky, monstrous thing. It plugs into the accessory port, which is where you would plug in the power supply or the keyboard that really makes the Transformer a unique piece of gear. So it's just a clunky situation. Now, personally, I would not, it's like your iPad. I don't look at it first as a navigation device. I like to use my iPhone for its navigational abilities, but the iPad is actually a little bit clumsy. Plus, where we want to do our navigating is in the boat, and I'm very reticent to take the iPad anywhere near a boat. I would love somebody to come up with a tablet computer that has a little bit of toughness to it. That
would
be nice.
There is a company called LifeProof that is working on a waterproof case for the iPad. And in fact, I have a LifeProof iPhone cover, and it's very interesting. You have to read the instructions very carefully when you get it, and we'll be talking about that later on.
Well, you are listening to Boomer Tech Radio. You want to get in touch with us, Boomer Tech Radio at yahoo.com. Also, you can drop a line to me here at kcnr1460.com, bob@kcnr1460.com. And by the way, that's where you'd send an email if you want to find out more about the Coast Guard Auxiliary. We'll be right back after these messages.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little. But those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers, and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
There's new coffee in the store at Tobacco and Brew. Full beans by the pound. Portland blend. A rich flavor with a moderate body. And how about a favorite? Italian Rose. Dark flavor with an enticing aroma. Try the coffee special of the month. Cookies and cream. A blended 20-ounce drink for just $3. Can you imagine a blended 20-ounce drink for just $3? What else, Carl?
Tobacco and Brew has the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Walk in and find any cigar that you could possibly want at great prices. Also, veterans get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
And don't forget, Tobacco and Brew is closing out on their T-shirts and leather jackets at huge savings. Our favorite place to go, Tobacco and Brew, for all your coffee and specialty needs, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
And welcome back to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda. And before the break, we were talking about protective cases, because I would not be too keen on taking a $600 iPad anywhere near a boat, which is something that we would be doing if we were using the iPad as a navigational device, which some people do. But for your iPhone, which is also highly allergic to taking a swim, you found a very nice little case. Tell me about it.
Absolutely. The company's name is LifeProof, and you can go to lifeproof.com to check this out. And they have phone cases. I just was looking at iPhone cases in this case. Oh, bad pun. And so a coworker had one, and I was very impressed with the way it felt. I had an OtterBox, and I had the OtterBox Defender, and it has a silicone cover on it on the outside that was getting annoying. It's very sticky, so you'd slip the phone in your pocket, and, you know, it was like it had a crab claw on it in your pocket. You couldn't get it out, and then there's a little flap that covered up the charging port, and it starts to get a little wonky and won't shut very easily, and so it was getting a little bit frustrating. Plus, it's kind of a little bit bulky. I didn't mind that part. So this coworker of mine showed me his LifeProof box. I was very impressed with it, and he said it's waterproof. So I looked it up, and indeed, that's what they claim, that you can actually swim with your iPhone. You can dunk it in the water, take it. You know, if you get it drops in the water, I think it's they guarantee it to be waterproof through 6 feet or something, 6.5 feet, something like that. And the way you test it is when you get the LifeProof case, you put it together without the phone in it, and you put it in your sink, or I used a bucket of water, and hold it down with something, because otherwise it wants to float. and you let it sit in that water for an hour. And when you pull it out, if it's completely dry inside, then it's a good one. If it isn't, then you have to try it again. And if it shows large droplets of water inside, then there's a problem. Well, how do they do this? Well, one of the secrets is they actually have a Gore-Tex membrane over the speakers and the microphones and that sort of thing, so that water can't get in, and it remains waterproof. And it is waterproof. My box was perfect, so my phone is now installed in a waterproof box. They said, well, how can you swim with this in an environment? They actually give you a waterproof adapter for your headphones, and that probably needs to be replaced at times. And when you don't have that adapter in, it has a little plug that fits in the headphone adapter plug,
yeah,
if you will.
Yeah.
And you can operate all your buttons with no problem.
Hmm.
And I love it. And it's slimmer, it's lighter than the OtterBox. And it also, it has a nice grip on it, not as sticky as the silicone cover on the OtterBox, but it's not slick either. And
yeah.
You can hang onto your phone very easily. And it has shock resistance. If you drop the phone, it's built to take shock as well.
Now, you mentioned that the one thing you weren't super happy about is little loss of audio quality.
Yeah, because it's sealed in there, they've done something with the way the box is shaped. And so the speaker sounds a little bit funny. It's not as clear as it is without it, but it works just fine. I haven't had much in the way of trouble. If you have a good connection, you have a good, you know, signal with your cell phone, then it's not a problem to listen to it. It's a little bit different, though.
Well, your iPhone may still sink. If it gets splashed or something, it's got reasonable protection now.
Well, this company actually makes a floaty for your iPhone and a lanyard, so if you're out doing water sports. And so what they're saying is if you're surfing or kayaking or something like that, assuming that you don't wipe out on a Oahu North Shore, you know, bonsai
pipeline
thing, yeah, and get buried more than 6 feet under the water, then it's okay to take your cell phone out there with you.
Again, availability and price?
Price runs about the same as similar type boxes, around $80. You can order it directly online. I haven't seen it in any of the stores locally. And they also have they list an iPad 2 cover, but it's under development or something. You cannot purchase one from the website.
Hmm.
They say, give us your email and we'll notify you when it's on the market. But I was quite impressed with what they do. And the case has an O-ring in it, which is, you know, like a fancy rubber band.
Gasket, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gasket. And it's a little picky. You have to be careful with it. But and it's not a case that's designed to be open a lot of times, but I'm not in the habit of opening up my cell phone case that often. And I'm quite impressed with it so far.
Oh, very good. Now, you love your iPad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would you love an iPad that maybe was just a hair smaller and that you could easily hold in one hand that had all the iPad features?
Well, it depends on what your priorities are, I think. If you like the size of the iPad because the screen is very adequate, I mean, playing Angry Birds on the pad is a lot easier than your small cell phone screen, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a balance. I don't think I would.
Okay.
I like my pad's screen size, and I look at a lot of graphics.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I think the pad's too small, and you have the option to enlarge it. So I'm not sure, for what I like to look at, that I would be too satisfied with a smaller screen.
Well, Steve Jobs was kind of against the idea of a smaller iPad. Now the company is maybe looking at, based on the success that the Kindle Fire has seen in similar-sized devices in that 7-inch screen range, that maybe they want to look at an iPad mini, because the display, that huge 10-inch display, is a major portion of the cost of a large tablet or the iPad.
Well, size-wise, if it's portability, yeah. A smaller tablet would be more portable.
Well, of course, the iPod Touch is about $199, very, very small screen. The Kindle also goes for $199. It's got that 7-inch screen. So I think that the folks at Apple are kind of testing the waters, and this is the sort of thing they love to do all the time. Anyway, they kind of do a little fishing, see if there's some interest out there. And this iPad mini would probably go for around $350. And have most of the features, and it would be strictly an iPad, not a phone. Now, Samsung, I think, came out with a 7-inch screen phone that was just simply too large to be handled in one hand.
Chunky.
Yeah, it was real chunky. So it'll be interesting to see if this product comes along. Also, when we come back, in that 7-inch screen size, of course, is e-readers, and the one that you've got, the Kindle Touch, we're going to talk about that right after this break. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR 1460, and we'll be back right after this.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
It's Drake and Bill.
Hey, Drake.
Hey, Bill. Don't you just love sunbathing in the park?
Yeah, Drake. It's so relaxing just soaking up the sun. Better be careful, though. Don't want your bill to get sunburned.
Hey, Bill. You see what I'm seeing?
Oh!
That lady's dog's about to... Oh, no. Not there. Oh.
Ew. Why did you make me look at that?
Oh. No, it's cool. She's prepared. She brought a bag to clean it up. Check it out. Turn the bag inside out. Scoop. All gone. Like it never happened.
Oh, she's smart. Probably knows that if that stuff gets into the storm drains, it's going to pollute rivers and streams.
Ugh. Dogs are disgusting.
What Drake and Bill are trying to say is not everyone understands that our storm drains can flow directly into our streams and rivers. Pollutants can cause adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even ducks. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Public Works Stormwater Program.
And welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda on a cool April Nights weekend, as a matter of fact, here in Reading. So if you're out and about checking out the beautiful cars, we are, we're not live today because we're out playing with float boats and going out on the lake and learning how to be safe on the water. We recommend people do that.
And help other people who might get in trouble.
Well, one of the things I noticed about your iPad, the screen is maybe a bit large to hold comfortably for an extended period of time if you're laying in bed or something. I can read books on my iPhone, but of course it's really, really small print.
Right.
And the contrast on both screens isn't quite right. You can get a little bit of eye strain if you're trying to read a lengthy book. But in the middle there, you've got a 7-inch device category, and, of course, Amazon's Kindle has really set that on fire. Well,
so
it was a Kindle fire. that's more of a tablet.
Second pun of the show.
Yes. But strictly as a reader, you've tried out the one of Kindle's offerings. Tell me about it.
What happened was I downloaded the Kindle app on my iPad and downloaded a book. And I'm reading this, and I'm going, okay, this is okay, but the pad's a little heavy for that. You have to kind of prop it up and this and that. So I decided, well, I had an Amazon gift card for my brother for Christmas, so I decided to go online and check out the Kindles that are in there. Now, there's several different varieties. You can get one fairly cheap for around $80, but that one comes at a price, so to speak, of having to put up with ads that are forced through and content, and then they'll, you know, basically offer you things that they think you're interested in based on what you purchase and that sort of thing. I said, don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at all the different models, and they have also the Kindle Touch, which has more storage and is the familiar flick or touch features as the regular Kindle does as well, but not quite the same. And then also there's some more connectivity options. So I ended up getting the Kindle Touch without the forced or without the advertising. And so when it came in the mail, I plugged it in and charged it up and looking at it, and oh my, it's quite a delight, I think. First of all, it's quite light, so it is about the size of a paperback book. And as they say, you can read in bright sunlight, whereas that is a lot more difficult on your phone or my iPad. The brightness has to be adjusted, and even then it doesn't work so well. So the Kindle's great for that, reading in bright light. The really cool thing I discovered is that you can touch a word in what you're reading. Let's say you come across a word you don't really know what the definition is, and you touch that word and it brings up a dictionary and with the definition of that word and the pronunciation and the whole thing. And you can also make notes. You can take excerpts. There are a number of periodicals that are available online. You can load into your Kindle and read them on your Kindle. And let's say you see an article in a magazine that you want to save. You can actually clip that, if you will, and post it to your notes and have a copy of that. And it also allows you to go to any page, and it's not really a page number. It's called a location, but it's the same concept. So you can go make note. Oh, yeah, there was something on location 150 that I want to go back to, and you can actually some point later just say go to location da-da-da, and you can go to other locations like chapters or things like your notes and other things like that.
I think the reason for that is depending on the font size that you select, the page number is going to change on
probably
the display.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But that's true. So they have a location. And it has a number of touch features. And so it comes basically in a box with no instructions.
Mm-hmm.
They have very few
instructions.
The instructions are on it, which is somewhat unique. You get a little piece of paper basically that says, you know, a few basics, and then otherwise you turn it on and you go to the how-to. And I haven't registered mine online, so it's not quite ready to download things, but it also has 3G connectivity. You get free...
Now, it's 3G, not Wi-Fi.
It has both.
Okay.
It actually has both.
And this is something you're not paying a contract for?
That's correct.
Specifically for that application?
That's correct. Huh. So you can be someplace, and you do not pay extra for that. I suspect that you pay for it in the books that you purchase. Mm-hmm. There's some sort of agreement there. So let's say you're somewhere and you finished reading a book and you don't have anything new listed in your library or whatever you have. It doesn't interest you. You can go looking so long as you have a cell phone connection, a 3G connection, and download something then right on the spot. You don't have to wait till you're plugged into your computer. And then everything is stored in the cloud, which is kind of nice because then it allows you to put it on multiple devices. So the book that I purchased and put on my iPad, I can now put on my reader. And I'll do that eventually. So it was an amazing little device. I was not expecting these kinds of features in it. I didn't know anything about it when I got it. And I suspect that with textbooks, you can highlight things. And one difference between the Kindle Touch that I have and the Kindle Fire is Kindle Fire has a color screen.
Yeah.
But the Kindle Touch does not. And that may or may not be a problem. And some books have illustrations. But there's also other cool features like you can get audiobooks and put them on your Kindle. And you can also... There's a text-to-audio speech, text-to-speech feature.
So have you tried that out yet?
I have not. But so there's some very interesting things there that you don't get with a book that you hold in your hands. Now, I can't say as I still like a book I can hold, but the Kindle has kind of made me a fan of the possibilities of an e-reader. And the battery life is supposed to be... like 30 days if you read half an hour a day on it. That's pretty phenomenal.
Now, I understand that you can also get news downloaded, like a newspaper, to the device.
If it's available for that format. Now, the other thing is that a lot of libraries now have e-books that you can borrow through your Kindle. So the disadvantage, of course, of e-readers is that I can't share that book with you. I have to give you the e-reader itself for you to see that. You can take advantage of my library, but you need my device to do so.
Now, part of me says, you know, why have another thing to carry around? Why can't I have one device to rule them all? But that turned, as we see with your iPad, is kind of a compromise trying to do reading on the iPad.
Exactly. And if I had to pick one device, I probably would take my pad because, of course, it's much more versatile. But if I want to have something handy, small, light, and just read something, then I think I'm more inclined to pick my e-reader, my Kindle.
This particular model cost about how much?
Roughly $150.
Okay. Good investment in your view for people who like to do a lot of reading and
yes.
don't want to pack a lot of stuff around?
Yes,
okay.
Because of the number of books that you can do. And if you want to get into something a little above your grade level, so to speak, the dictionary makes it pretty awesome to tap into the vocabulary a part of it and learn more about the words you're reading. I think that's to me is a really, really neat feature.
Very good. Kindle Touch. And we'll be continuing to report on that, and we'll be continuing with more Boomer Tech right here on KCNR 1460. We'll be back after the break.
The rising cost of fuel has us all looking for ways we can save a little. But those few dollars you don't spend on vehicle maintenance now could end up costing you a lot later on. Advanced Automotive of Reading is more than just a place to take your car, truck, or RV for repairs. They're caring members of our community with a big heart. That's why, as part of their car care program, Advanced Automotive of Reading is offering an easy pay option with 6 to 12 months interest-free financing on qualified purchases. And as if that weren't enough, find out how to enter the monthly drawing for $50 worth of fuel. For all the details on these great offers and for the very best in safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, call Advanced Automotive of Reading, 5756 West Side Road, 244-4423. That's 244-4423.
Wow, that's a nice new refrigerator.
Thanks. Just got it delivered.
You bought a new GE refrigerator in this economy? Must have been expensive.
Nope.
Did you buy it at one of those used appliance stores?
Does it look like a used refrigerator to you?
You didn't get it off Craigslist, did you?
Dude, do you think I'd do that? That's gross.
So what? Did you steal it from a model home?
Almost. I bought it at Appliances Direct. Now, they sell new high-quality GE appliances, as well as new heavily discounted GE scratch and dent appliances.
Yeah, but does it come with a warranty?
That's the best part. Appliances Direct, they have full GE factory warranty, even on GE scratch and dents.
Can they deliver if I need it?
Oh, yeah. They brought it out the very same day. They hooked it up, made sure everything works just perfect. They'll even take away your old appliances.
Same day delivery in Holloway? Wow!
You can believe it. Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to Appliances Direct to buy a new GE washer and dryer.
Ask them about their easy financing options.
Appliances Direct, your big box alternative at the end of South Market. 244-1600.
Welcome back. You're listening to Boomer Tech Radio with Bob and Brenda Belongi here. You want to get hold of us, boomertechradio@yahoo.com is the address to write to, or you can write to bob@kcnr1460.com. And we've, if you're going back through the archives, we pulled the archive for April the 14th. There was a issue with that recording. We hope to have it a fresh version put up. So if you go back looking through the archives and you're looking for April 14th, it's not there and probably won't be for a few more days. But I just got word from our webmaster that particular episode is currently offline. And things do come and go on the web. There are people who wish that they could, just vanish off the Internet. And
well, yeah, you hear ads on national radio anyway, sort of that LifeLock kind of thing.
Yeah.
And how to clean up your misspent youth or something of that nature. I'm not sure if that's what they're referring to, but things that are less than flattering, shall we say, online.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm not sure how that, as we've said, you know, Facebook is forever. By the way, Facebook, I'm talking to more and more people who are going, when it comes to Facebook. I think I give them 2 years. That's my prediction. I give Facebook 2 years before they go the way of MySpace.
There will be something else,
I suppose. Will be something else. Twitter's still doing strong, and Twitter's actually sort of expanding as Facebook drops off. And it'll just be interesting. But I think that, especially with the new timeline feature, which nobody I've talked to likes.
I don't use it, but I don't care to read it either. I find it very difficult to look at someone's page that has timeline. They're rolling it out,
pushing it down more and more throats.
Well, and I
think it's a huge PR mistake.
Well, and I don't like the connectivity between Facebook and Google and all of these things that are intertwined, and Google wants you to sign on. It's like, no, I'm not going to do that. And so so what are a person's options if there's something out there they don't like?
Well, there's a company called Albeen. They make Do Not Track Plus and a service called Delete Me. It goes through and finds all these tracking sites, and it analyzes your computer. It looks at the cookies that are on the computer and tracks them back to the computers they're reporting to. This is not an easy thing. And this it's almost like trying to delete an AOL account was a few years back.
Oh, yeah. You had personal experience with that.
I don't know how many times I said, cancel my account, and it would still be going next month, you know. All right. And, of course, customer service is who you're going to be talking to with a lot of these companies when you go to them. And you don't want to get on the phone and just cop a real attitude and say, you know, I have my rights, take me off your computer, stuff like that. You're going to have to work with these people. But you're going to have to be very, very persistent. You'll want to, the sites that are aggressively tracking you, they are, they're kind of persistent. And this company called Delete Me will charge about $99 to go in and start tracking down some of these companies that are gathering information on you, because right now information about you as a consumer is the stock and trade for these companies.
Very
it has a
valuable.
Value. Oh, big, big value.
They
and it
like
is bought
to
and sold.
Sell and sometimes even sell the specifics. So do you ever wonder why when you order something online, all of a sudden now your mailbox starts getting filled up with catalogs, even of things that it's like, where did that come from? How did I get on this list?
When you get a new telephone number for your business.
You buy a house.
And or.
Yeah.
Which we did.
Bombarded with all of this nonsense.
I have been fielding call after call after call. And I don't know what the deal is with credit card machines right now.
Always has been. They're cash cows.
It's just been insane. And then, of course, we can optimize your we're your local Yellow Pages. This guy isn't even on the same continent with me, telling me he's my local Yellow Pages.
More than likely not.
You know, and that just makes me crazy. But I must get 10 calls in a week.
Those credit card machines are lucrative.
Both, yeah.
That's not to help me, I'm sure.
And also, I would regard them as a heck of a security risk. You don't know what firmware is in that machine. Go through your legitimate bank. If you do own a company that runs credit cards, go through your local bank where you got a human being you can talk to. Now, think about this. Somebody in who knows where wants to send a machine that reads credit cards and do something with it. Now, we've heard about these processing companies getting hacked and hundreds of thousands of accounts being exposed. What if these machines are being shipped out of China, wherever, with the firmware in them that's duplicating the information and sending it to a server someplace else, and starts deducting a couple of bucks a month out of every account that it runs through?
You probably don't have to go as far away as China to see some of that stuff going on.
That's the way that these new scammers are working. They don't do the big chunk clean out your
account.
They
literally do pennies.
Yeah, or fractions of pennies.
And it's just amazing. It's just amazing. So there is a way, but it's going to take some work, as I understand it. You have to be very persistent to get malinformation, if you will, out of your internet listings and say, well, why would you care? If you are looking for a job or you're applying for something or you know, if you're involved in anything where they do background checks, I mean, you may even be a prospective landlord,
mm-hmm.
will go and check it out on web. More and more companies, more and more people are looking for you on the web and
yes.
to say something about you.
By the way, several states are now passing laws against these companies that said, if you want to work for us, you're going to give us your Facebook password, which I found to be absolutely, you know, are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's ludicrous.
That was insane.
I wouldn't give them that kind of personal information.
No.
I'd say I'm sorry, but I respectfully decline. And if that means I don't pass the interview and I don't work for you, then I guess that's the way it
is. Well, these companies are very emboldened right now by the fact that good jobs are rather difficult to come by. But I found that to be just amazing. And
it's like intimidation,
mm-hmm.
in a way. I mean, you know.
But it's brand new territory because there are no laws
right.
against that sort of thing.
Right.
So
they
these
can get
companies
by with
are
it.
Going for it.
Well, that, to me, that's akin to asking you for your
Social Security.
Yeah, your Social Security. Well, the company will ask you for that anyway because they got to do payroll, but... But asking for personal information, you log on to, you know, something, your bank or something like that.
Anyway, there's a great article on Yahoo News, how to delete yourself from the Internet. It's got some pretty good tips on it.
The problem is it only lasts for a couple months, so then you got to do it all over again.
It's insidious.
I think it's just easier to post things that are pretty neutral, which is what I try to do.
Boomer Tech, we'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Bob Moore. My family and I have run Moore's Flour Mill in Redding for nearly 40 years. We also have a 75-acre grain farm in Churn Creek Bottom, and it's been my dream to restore an old grist mill on the site and to grow a variety of crops to be processed and sold at the farm. Unfortunately, none of this will be possible if Measure B passes. So I'm here to ask you to please vote no on Measure B. And remember, Measure B has nothing to do with the shopping mall. Support real agriculture. Vote no on Measure B.
Paid for by Moore's Flour Mill.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind. And now his son, Cody, is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Luella Abbott from Reading has been to Crown Motors before. So we ask her, did you like the service? Did you save some money and were you treated right? And Cloella says, this is the seventh car I've bought at Crown, so the answer is yes, yes, and yes. You can't beat that. Thanks, Cloella. Check us out online at crownmotorsreading.com. And remember, as dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for.
And we're back with Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you, of course, each week by Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. And if you heard the ad a little while ago, Cody and Tim doing something very, very cool for car owners in this economy. They are helping them get financing rather than put off a car repair that if... let me tell you, if your transmission goes south with the heat we've got coming up, it could be a very long day, especially if you're out there with the family on a busy road. So if you've got a car repair pending and you just don't have the whole amount right there, they can help you with some financing on that.
Absolutely. Good guys.
Well, now, one of the great promises of OS X, the operating system that runs the Mac and the MacBook and the Mac Pro and all that, of course, that Macs don't get viruses. Not exactly true, and any operating system can be hacked. Latest results indicate that as many as 650,000 OS X machines are still infected with the flashback virus. Now, it's really not sure exactly what this particular piece of malware does. The article goes into a lot of real, you know, it uses some interesting terms I'd never heard of. Sinkholes.
That's a geological formation.
Yeah. According to this, the machines that are infected act as command and control servers for what nobody is exactly sure.
Maybe it's a test.
It's
see
possible.
If it could be done.
But the malware affects how the particular computer looks up an address on the internet and where it sends its information to. So either this is a way of taking over, somebody trying to use this vast network. That's what a lot of these botnets use. It's these vast networks of computers are commanded to suddenly carry out a cyber attack on a targeted website. So it's interesting to see, you know, what is this thing going
to
do?
So is it sort of like the thief that loses the little wire to make the alarm system think that it's still working when the thief is entering or whatever?
Yeah.
It sort of slips you over to something that looks legit or that you expect
right.
to see, and yet supposedly is goes unnoticed by the user or the computer.
Yeah. Now, a flashback is implanted in the affected machine by what masquerades as a Adobe Flash update. Now, on OS X, when you do a software update, you should always do it through the operating system, not through a website. But you'll go to a website, you'll get a pop-up on your screen, because when you go to a website, your computer, basically the browser, tells that site that you've got a Mac. They can identify what mm-hmm. operating system you're using.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the pop-up is sent to you and it says, oh, you need to update your Flash player to view this content. My opinion on that is that unless you visit questionable websites with video on them, you're probably not going to have a problem. There are some cleanup tools. I know that Apple's already issued at least one update to try to deal with this virus, and I think we'll be seeing another one fairly soon. But if your Mac is acting a little bit funny, and Macs don't, you know, generally pretty stable machines, but if it's acting a little bit funny, you're going to want to think about maybe getting it tested and make sure that you've got your antivirus software up to date.
Good advice.
Well, hundreds of thousands of people may actually lose their internet access this July. Really interesting story. It seems that there was a huge hacking ring that had infected hundreds of thousands of PCs and was causing them to redirect their search inquiries to servers in some remote location. And the idea was harvesting personal information, big business. Well, the FBI had actually set up a way to intercept these misdirected computers and send them back on their corrected path. Well, that service is going to be now the investigation. This was part of the investigation. This was how they were tracking the bad guys, was through intercepting these hacked computers and tracing it back to its source. Well, now that the case is done, the FBI says, okay, we're all done, and we're going to shut this thing down. All of a sudden, these how many of these computers are there? Hundreds of thousands, literally.
Yeah, probably half a million or so, I
think. Simply quit working.
It said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. So this article had the flavor of one that you should go to Snopes.com, or most people call it Snopes.com, and check that out to see if it really is legit. It seems to be okay, but I would do a I don't know. It just seems like a hinky article. It could be true, but it just seems strange.
Well, it did come off of CNET. Now, hackers
that's usually pretty good.
Hackers infected a network of probably more than 570,000 computers worldwide. They used a vulnerability in the Windows operating system. And what this does is that it works through the DNS, and we've talked about this, the domain name server. It's essentially the Rolodex that a computer uses to figure out where to send its bits. And apparently what this thing was designed to do was to... There's a lot of money in click ads.
Right.
These computers are being programmed to fraudulently click advertisements and run up money for these fake websites.
Unbeknownst to the user.
Unbeknownst to the user. So it's not directly taking money out of your pocket, but it is causing causing a lot of fraud out there. Well, the suspects are from Estonia. I don't even know where Estonia is.
I believe that's a Eastern European country.
Eastern Europe.
And the we're not talking about a tiny amount of money. It was like $1.3 million or something like that. I mean, in today's terms, I could do with $1 million.
Yeah.
Probably be set. But it was a substantial amount of money.
Yeah. This scam netted the hackers about $14 million and made thousands of computers reliant on these rogue servers in Estonia that are now gone. And now these substitute servers that the FBI bought at the cost of like $87,000, when they're taken offline, all of a sudden all these computers are going to go,
I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I don't know where to go.
I had the decimal place off.
Yeah.
$14 million, not like $1.4 million.
Yeah. So the FBI is saying that what you can do is if you think that your computer has got this particular virus, and one of the things they'll be doing, either all of a sudden stop being able to find various web pages, and it may not be the entire internet, just specific domain names. If you want to get your computer cleaned, there's a site, www.dcwg, that's D as in David, C as in Charles, W as in Whiskey, G as in George, .org, and they're actually partnered up with the FBI to help users get their computers cleaned and back up and running. Or there are several outfits here in town that will
help you get
a good antivirus going. So the whole idea is, be careful and keep your antivirus software up to date. This one apparently was a pretty tricky son of a gun and got past the regular antivirus. When Boomer Tech continues, we'll be back for one more segment right after this.
A safe and reliable vehicle is not only important to your peace of mind, it's good for everyone else on the road as well. Regular automotive maintenance can actually help save you a lot of money by spotting and correcting small problems before they turn into those costly major repairs. A tradition of service above and beyond what customers can get anywhere else is what sets Advanced Automotive of Reading apart from the rest. Tim Morlock opened Advanced Automotive years ago with that simple philosophy in mind, and now his son Cody is ready to serve their customers well into the next generation of cars and drivers. Come see the difference for yourself at Advanced Automotive. They're located in South Reading, where State Route 273 meets South Bonneview at 5756 West Side Road, behind NorCal Transmissions. Give them a call at 244-4423 or visit them online at advancedautoreading.com.
Join We the People Radio every Sunday morning with Elizabeth Woodward and Aaron Ryan, where we talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution. This two-hour program offers you the opportunity to learn about issues the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites. Go to our website, wethepeopleradio.us, learn about people that are coming on the show, and if you'd like to hear them in person, find a Tea Party meeting near you. You can find that link at wethepeopleradio.us as well.
Listen this Sunday, April 22nd, as we welcome back author Charlotte Thompson Iserby. As a member of the Reagan administration, she exposed secret government activities designed to dumb down America. This week, Charlotte explains how we're unknowingly being victimized by what she calls the Devil's Seven-Pronged Fork. We the People, Sunday mornings, 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
And welcome back for one more segment on Boomer Tech Radio. Every Saturday here on KCNR 1460, noon to 1, and we're awfully glad to be here. And if you have suggestions for the show, send them to Bob at KCNR1460.com or BoomerTechRadio at Yahoo.com. And always glad to hear from you. We have a couple of loyal listeners and getting some phone calls, but we're not live today, and we may not be live for the next several weeks because of this is the busy season for those of us who like to play with our boats.
Well, not only that, as we mentioned before, we're moving, which is always a great task. And I think one of the biggest pains to move is books.
Oh, yes.
Because they're so heavy. Books are divine. But I recently had an experience where I have to admit I got to give a second thought about my library, because a lot of my books are how-tos. And I didn't have a book for this, so I went online in the imminent home improvement project. The window screens are needed now that it's warm, and these ones that we had are kind of rotten, to say the least. Bugs could get through them at the very least. So they needed some improvement, if you will. And I had heard that replacing window screens is fairly easy, so I looked it up on the web. And between a couple of YouTube videos and a little bit of reading and looking at some pictures, I said, you know, I think I can tackle that. So I went off to local big box home improvement store, and I got my supplies. And I came home, and with some confidence, because I knew what to do, I tackled the project, and I'll be darned. It turned out pretty darn good, I think. I'm rather proud
of
myself.
Repaired screens at a cost, at a fraction of the cost, and going then and getting new screens.
Well, not only new screens, or paying someone else to do it, and also in a timely manner. I was shocked at how quickly I was able to do every screen in the house. I mean, it only took me a couple hours at
that. So you just hit your search engine, which probably was Google in our case, but it could be any of the major search
engines. Any of them.
Engines.
And I just put in there how to replace window screens. And I got tons of hits. And it was marvelous. And now some of the video in there was a little homegrown, if you will. But I watched a few of them because I wanted to see different people's techniques and how they did it. And now that I've done a few, I have my own techniques. I have a few saggy screens. But that's because I didn't stretch it a little bit tight. You don't have to stretch it very much. It's so simple to do. I was amazed.
It'll keep the bugs out and the cats in.
And yeah, exactly. So it's it's good to have fresh window.
And we can have the window open tonight and not worry about the cat getting out.
Well, or bugs getting in.
Yes, indeed. Right on our head.
Yes.
Real quick, iPad apps, found any interesting there?
Well, there's PC Magazine put out a list of the 100 best iPad apps. And it's very interesting to me when I scan through this. Most of these are things you would recognize, things like Facebook and Twitter and this and that. But also you see a lot that's familiar software, or software that you may have heard of. Yelp is another one that's was common. They kind of have them categorized here. One was Dragon Dictation, which is...
The Dragon Naturally Speaking has been around forever.
Yes, Dragon Naturally Speaking is a fairly popular, quite effective speech-to-text software that you can get, and so they have an app for that as well. And they have some note-takers. This one I might look into. It's about $5, Note-Taker HD. And it apparently is a fairly versatile thing, so I don't know that much about it. But they have other things, other websites, apps for websites that you're used to. I think monster.com when you're looking for jobs and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of ones in here that I haven't heard of as well. Of course, there's Netflix and Hulu Plus and things like that for your entertainment.
Now, we have the Netflix app on your iPad, and it's actually fairly watchable if you've got a good Wi-Fi connection.
If you have a good Wi-Fi connection, yes. One I'd never heard of was Fanhattan, which is a free app, and it puts together, centralizes your Crackle, Hulu, plus Netflix and other streaming video sources into one convenient package. The drawback there maybe is that if they don't have the digital rights management, if it's not available on a particular service, you may not be able to see something. So there's TiVo, again, other things that you're used to. So a lot of these are adaptations for things that you're Bing for iPad, that you're already used to seeing. So, the NASA app HD. Maybe we got to go check that out.
I like the NASA app on my phone. Remember, we used that to watch the space station go on 4th of July. That's all the time we have for this week. You are listening to Boomer Tech Radio. This is a production of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises. And as always, this show brought to you by our good friends at Advanced Automotive of Reading, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community, 5756 West Side Road here in Reading. Hope you have your... I'm sorry. Excuse me there. The frog crawled right in my throat. Wherever you go, whatever you do, be safe and be good to each other. We'll talk to you next week, and this is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Radio, I'm Pam Puso. After more than three decades in office, Utah Senator Orrin Hatch could be facing his stiffest competition yet.
We're going to win this campaign. We're going to make history.
The 78-year-old forced into a primary after failing to get 60% of delegate votes at the state's Republican convention.
Orrin Hatch had 2,313 votes, which was 59.19%.
Utah GOP Chair Thomas Wright had facing State Senator Dan Lilienquist. Instead of 30 military observers, 300 of them will be heading to Syria, the UN Security Council unanimously approving the increase. America's UN Ambassador Susan Rice hinting stiffer sanctions are possible if Syria doesn't abide by the UN six-point plan.
No one should assume that the United States will agree to renew this mission at the end of 90 days.
Russia and China, who vetoed two previous